Aircheckdownloads.com.
You're just getting up. Welcome to Monday morning. Monday, 9th of January, 2006. It's 13 to 6 right now. London's weather, mainly cloudy but dry today with highs in town of 7, that's 45 Fahrenheit. If you are just waking up and you've got to catch the tube to work, I'll give you a full traffic update and let you know the rundown of the stations that remain closed this morning as well.
Sometimes you walk by to find me.
All-time love, possibly one of the all-time greatest love songs from Will Young at London's 95.8, Capital FM. Welcome to Monday, mainly cloudy but dry today. Highs in town of 7, that's 45 Fahrenheit. Keep up to date with London's traffic situation, and I'll also give you a list of the tube stations that remain closed due to industrial action. We'll do all that next.
What do you fancy from Wild Bean Cafe?
Offer excludes locals and centrals.
Good morning, this is Cam Kelly at London's 95.8 Capital FM. Welcome to Monday morning early breakfast. What I can tell you is that we are now 8 minutes away from the all-new sound Capital FM. Find out exactly what your changes will sound like on the all-new sound Capital from 6 this morning. Let's do Capital at the Scene travel for you right now. We'll start off in Acton, where High Street remains closed due to a burst water main. What we suggest you do, however, is check with your operator before you leave the flat or the house this morning with regards to said tube stations. Right, it's 7 minutes to 6 o'clock, 7 minutes away from the brand new sound of Capital and 7 minutes away from Johnny Vaughan on Capital Breakfast. Oi! When the red light goes on, we shut up.
Oh, sorry, mate.
Well,
we on the air?
Where? That's the new sound of Capital Radio for you. Do you know what I mean? People talking all over everything. Slick Rick's on the way from 6 this morning with the all-new sound of Capital FM. This is Cam Kelly with Early Breakfast. Let's clean up this one. What? Oh, what?
I can't believe Rich swore like that. That was terrible. That could come out on air.
Yeah, that was Richard Steele, just in case management are listening. He was doing a Johnny impression and he sounded spot on it as well.
He really did, didn't he?
Yeah. Yeah. Right, here we go. Let's do this morning's One Step Beyond Then. Another
like
use. What? List London statistic. 9% of North London women questioned say this is the one thing they really want in 2006, but what? Well, I'm not a North London woman, but I'll have my screen back, shall I, Zoe?
Sorry.
Thanks very much. See, I'd rather you just came in late. You came in late.
I can never get these, Cam, you know. Every morning in the car, I guess, they drive me mad. I can never get them. Never, ever got one yet.
No?
No, always I always suspect it's to do with porn.
Yeah, well, I'd like to think it was. Not this morning, though. The answers we got so far, let's have a look. Another crack at the FA Cup for Tottenham, says Graham in Oxford. Ooh. Harsh, very harsh.
Watch porn.
Well, it's watch porn. Yes, it is. Yeah. You're excited. You've enjoyed your breakaway, haven't you?
I haven't.
See, what I really liked the idea of, right, was you going to South Africa.
Yeah.
Right, for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
And then all the space cadets actually come into your house and going, you're not in South Africa at all, you're in Ipswich.
Unlikely, though, when you're on Table Mountain.
You never know what they can do with technology.
You just never know, do you? Well, you kind of do.
Well, not essentially. Anyone can put on a...
What? Nibbling at your feet, you're standing on Table Mountain, you're suspect.
Look, we've got the brand new sound of Capital FM, which has got to kick off very, very soon. The answer we were looking for this morning was a passionate fling. That's it. Now we're running 3 seconds late.
How new is this sound, though, Cam? You and I are still here.
What?
How new is this sound?
I ain't got a clue. We had a meeting about it last week. I still don't know.
You're gonna
kick it off.
You seem newer.
Stand by. The all-new sound of Capital FM kicks off with Johnny Vaughan on Capital Breakfast next.
Fancy a video tonight, Laura?
Sorry, can't.
Good morning, this is Johnny Vaughan on the new sound of Capital Radio. It's 6 o'clock.
Capital Radio, breaking news.
Two bosses tell Capital they're going to do all they can to get you to work. London's weather, some drizzle to start. It's going to be dry, but cloudy today. The high, 7 Celsius. Tonight will stay dry but mild.
Capital Breakfast. Capital Breakfast.
New jingle. Good morning. Hello. 6:03. Capital Breakfast. Can I be the last to wish you Happy New Year and the first to welcome you to the very new sound of Capital Radio? Coming up this morning, loads of fresh and exciting and different things. Not just Zoe's haircut and Welsh's odd choice of deodorant, but also new, potentially bronze award-winning features like Who Are You? Which is just after 6:30. Plus, of course, on Tube Strike Day, we'll keep you up to speed on the very latest travel news. That's right. It's all new travel news. Here's the Shapeshifters. Shapeshifters, Lola's theme. Okay, it's New Capital, but that sounded familiar, didn't it?
Yeah.
Sounded very familiar.
We know that song.
We know that. How are you, Zoe?
I'm very good, thank you. You all right?
Yeah, not too bad. You have a good New Year and Christmas
yeah,
and stuff.
Yeah, lovely.
What about you, Gareth? Did you have a nice time?
Really good, thank you. Brilliant.
Well, she?
I was ill, most of it. Honestly, really bad. I think it was bird flu, I think it was.
Do you think it was?
Yeah.
You're not even joke about it. They've had 10 cases reported that in Turkey, Welsh, shall we, in the paper this morning.
No.
Don't even joke about the bird flu.
I was quite near to Turkey as well over Christmas.
I was.
Well, you would be, because it's a traditional thing.
No, I didn't have any turkey. We went to Bulgaria skiing.
Oh, I thought you were really setting up a lame gag, and I was loving it.
Didn't even realise.
Oh, bother, that gave me bird flu, that did. That was so badly cooked. So, Welsh, you had a nice time, did you?
Yeah, apart from the bird flu and stuff, it was all right, yeah, yeah. I had 29 pairs of socks. Look at that, honestly. 29 pairs of socks.
You're kidding me, right?
No, seriously. I asked some people for socks, so I was sick of pairing them up.
Hey, wait a second, you're actually the guy who asked for socks?
Yeah.
What, knowing you're going to get them anyway, just...
Yeah, I did, yeah.
So 29 pairs of socks, that's extraordinary, Welsh.
I know, I don't know what to do with them.
I tell you what is, I notice a bit of psychology every year, and it's not, because I've been in South Africa 3 weeks, just came back, and obviously everyone's got that kind of detox mentality going, how they're going to really change their weight, and they feel, you know, everyone feels bad about themselves after Christmas. And I turned on BBC Two, and of course I saw the darts, and I realised why it's on at this time of year. Just make everyone feel a bit better about themselves. Let's put some grotesque, mulleted humans on, who just seem to have this gene from, I don't know, when it was okay to have a mullet and wear sobs on every finger.
What athletes they are, aren't they?
Yeah, they are.
Yeah. Those rim rings are for balance.
Hands like Ratner's catalogues. I was just watching yesterday, I was just thinking, this is going to make everyone who's thinking, oh, well, I'm not going to drink, I'm not going to eat, they're looking at the telly thinking, do you know what? I think I'm all right. I am all right here. But it's just so funny. You couldn't make the darts up, you know. I was watching Bobby George's interview. And Bobby George was interviewing someone. There's Ray Stubbs there. And Bobby George was when he's talking that way, just sounds like they're interviewing an old villain. It just sounds like BBC One have hired an old villain. And, anyway, Bobby's up there. And in the background at the Circus Tavern Purfleet, I was just looking at the there was just... For a second, I took my eyes off the jewellery glinting in front of me. And in the background, they had photographs of all the sort of the people who've played there. You know, those kind of 10x8, 8x10, you know, the classic, you know, star turn photos. And the only one I could make out in the background was just above one of the dart players' heads. It was Dana. And on the, I know, but great one. And on the other side, yeah, I don't know his name, but he had a beard. Glasses, a waistcoat, a big bow tie, yeah? He was doing a wacky face and he was holding a flute. I don't know what that act was.
Classy.
Is that James Galway?
I know, he's quite thin and sort of, hey, me and my flute are going to entertain you tonight, sir. Anyway, just looking at the papers, front page of The Sun, and we've got time probably for one of these now, but Wills's Ring of Steel.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I know the royals are different, but... £2 million security for the Sandhurst Prince. Army bosses have thrown a £2 million ring of steel around Sandhurst. Prince Wills will be guarded round the clock at the Berkshire Academy where he arrived last night. Thing is, isn't it full of soldiers?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what slightly gets me. Mm. I hope they're not hiring, like, private security guards. So why don't we just scrap the regular army and just have a lot of guys in porter cabins reading The Puzzler.
With fluorescent jackets on.
And we'll be fine.
Yeah, they've got different jackets, haven't they? They look very smart.
They look
you wouldn't
really,
mess with
they
them.
They look very smart. Anyway, 6:10. This is Kelly Clarkson. Everyone's talking about Kelly Clarkson, aren't they?
Mm-hmm.
This is because of you. DearCheckDownloads.com.